David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here, and he knows there's a lot of dangerous situations out there masquerading as things that are attractive. He's going to point out one of them today. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where David Trainer from New Constructs joins us to help us decide what is out there that maybe you should be worried about. Yeah. Now, why do we need to do this? Well, the fact is that there are accountants and rules and everything else that when it comes to a company and they're looking at it from the top down.
I make this look good.
Yeah, they can make things look good. David looks at it sometimes and he digs in at the numbers from the bottom. And his response?
Jesus, you look like hell.
Yep. Sometimes he thinks they look like hell. And the difference? Well, it's the difference between something that's attractive and dangerous. That's the scale that they use at New Constructs. They evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And the hope here is...
this will eliminate the possibility of dangerous shock.
Yeah, it's trying to make sure that you're not going to be shocked that something bad has happened. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. They blog about their Danger Zone picks, so make sure you check that out if you want more information about what you hear today. David Trainer, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Slack.
Danger, danger.
Slack. So this is an IPO straight out of the box. You know, what nobody can say about me...
you're a slacker.
I am not a slacker. I don't use Slack. I don't slack off at just about anything. But why do you think that... you can't cut Slack, well, any slack.
That's a good one. You know, it's a valuation call here. This is a pretty decent business. They got a real product. I mean, it's not like, you know, some of the Uber and Lyft thing where I think it's ultimately going to be at best like a bus service that the city will hopefully support because it's not a profitable one. But this is actually, you know, and we use Slack at New Constructs. We've been using it for years. It's just too expensive, my friend. I mean, it's just over the top in terms of what this company has to achieve, considering the competition. Microsoft, Cisco, Google, Facebook have all gone out of their way and made significant inroads into Slack's market collaboration software. Microsoft's already got 500,000 organizations as users. Facebook's workplace has over 2 million individuals as paying users. So, anytime you're competing with businesses who might be able to give it away for free, it's going to be hard to make a lot of money. It's not saying they can't make money, just saying not as much as what's baked into the stock price.
This is a stock that is going to start trading, if everything goes as planned, on June the 20th. The ticker symbol is going to be WORK, W-O-R-K. It's Slack Technologies. There's been a lot of talk about how much it's going to be valued at, but the talk has been somewhere in the 15 to 20 billion range. Maybe cut that in half and go 17 and a half as a compromise point. So if that's not what it should be valued at, how do you determine a real valuation for a stock like this one?
As you know, I don't pretend to be able to predict the future. So, and we like to criticize what kind of future the market is predicting for companies and then make investment decisions on that front. So let me run through a few scenarios and we'll get a sense of where the fair value might be. If the company can grow the revenue by 22% compounded annually for a decade or get to $2.9 billion, which would be effectively 10% market share, and they can have margins that are as high as 16%, which is up there, it's like equivalent to Citrix Systems, then it has a fair value of $5 a share or 82% below the $20 a share, which is about $17 billion. That's,
wow.
That's a $17 billion market cap. So that's pretty impressive, my friend, right? That's what they got to do, $22. Now, part of this is because they've got $185 million in off-balance sheet debt and about $500 million in stock option liabilities. So, you know, $0.6 billion right there, you got to take off the top, but that's still a drop in the bucket compared to $17 billion. But you're getting the sense of like this baby is priced really, really strongly. If they grow revenue by 40% compounded annually for a decade, which will get them to a peak revenue of around $11.4 billion or 40% of market share, and they have 24% margins, or as high as Microsoft, then it has a fair value of about $40, right?
That's, yep.
And that's even better. But those numbers are silly. And by the way, in the report that we'll publish on the site, we've got the math behind all this. I think everyone knows that by now. Like, all my numbers are published, presented. Check my math. If I make a mistake, let me know. And then we got a split the difference scenario. Grow revenue at 30% compounded annually for 10 years. That'll be $5.7 billion in peak revenue, or 20% of the market, and 20% margins, a fair value of $15 is what that math comes out to, or 47% below the current expected valuation.
We know that IPO stands for it's probably overpriced. In this case, we know, based on your analysis, it may be that IPO stands for it's permanently overpriced. Will we still get IPO pop? I mean, when you look at an IPO and you see bad valuations and you dislike it, does the market ever wake up and smell what's happening and not allow it to have that initial IPO pop?
You know, unfortunately, the new construct's megaphone is not quite as strong as the Wall Street megaphone. And by Wall Street, I don't mean the big players. I mean Morningstar. I mean all the small investment banks. And look, they make a lot of money. You know, I mean, Uber's IPO was a $140 million payday. Just that one day for the syndication of the IPO shares. That's it. That doesn't include advisory fees or the trading revenue from helping trade the IPO. And, you know, Slack is not, you know, because it's a direct listing, it doesn't necessarily have all of Wall Street's incentive to boost that one up. But let's face it, Wall Street wants them all to do well. Anything that puts a dent in the IPO market potentially puts a dent in their profits. Look, the way what we're seeing with Beyond Meat and CrowdStrike and these kind of crazy growth, look, I think we just got a lot of unsophisticated investors out there. They're going after these things aggressively, and it's not smart, but other unsophisticated investors see that go up and they just pile on for the fact that it's going up. Wall Street, all the while, high frequency traders, et cetera, they're completely exploiting that behavior, by the way. They're, you know, in some cases, and I know this because I have friends who are day traders, they purposely buy in us to a stock to make it look like it's got momentum, to bid it up, to get other people to jump on, and they just jump off later.
Yep.
These are games people are playing with their money. As long as markets continue to be, you know, buoyant and up, I think they feel like they can get away with it.
And that's why the Slack IPO, its ticker symbol WORK, it debuts this week.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And it's entirely possible it's not as attractive as the Wall Street investment bankers are making it out to be. That's why it is in the danger zone. If you want more information, make sure you go to newconstructs.com and check out their blog. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. That way you make sure you don't miss anything. David Trainer, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
So that was certainly fun. Watch that IPO, see how it debuts this week, and see where it pays off down the line, knowing that maybe you don't want to do this. It's, like I said, not possibly overpriced, but permanently overpriced. Up next, it's the Market Call. Barry James from the James Advantage Funds will be here in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.